We're on the telephone with Jeremy Kickler. Jeremy is a University of Georgia Extension agent in Macon County, Georgia. And he will be one of the presenters at the Syngenta Iowa Weed Resistance Symposiums being held next week, February 19th and 20th, in Red Oak, Osceola, and Ottumwa, Iowa. Well, Jeremy, let's talk about your participation in these presentations in Iowa. And I guess the first question is, what is a guy from Georgia going to say to farmers in Iowa about weed resistance?
Well, Macon County is considered a ground zero for, you know, glyphosate-resistant palm amaranth in Georgia. And, you know, we've got to educate these growers that still can use the glyphosate or Roundup Ready technology, and try to educate these guys on what they can do to preserve that technology, because weed resistance basically down here has influences so many decisions we have to make. And if you still have the chance to preserve that technology, you need to use the residual herbicides, because weed resistance will cost you a lot of money. So, you know, so that's kind of the bottom line. So next week we're going to talk about, you know, where we've been. How long, you know, it took us a long time to dig out of this hole up until we are now. And you know, we're turning the curve, you know, with you know, glyphosate-resistant palm amaranth. It costs us a lot of money. Herbicide costs, it significantly increases your herbicide cost. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about alternative means of weed control, such as, you know, we have to hand weed row crops. Who would have known that, you know, back in the early, you know, 2000s? We're cultivating again. So it's really, really a big issue that, you know, people need to hear about.
Yeah, and in fact, understand there's even been palmar amaranth found in Kansas and Iowa and some other Midwestern states now. Of course, that's probably not the big concern. I mean, you're talking about all weeds, right?
Well, if you know, the last thing we need to do is cut rates. And a lot of growers down here are getting bigger, larger acres is what I mean. And a lot of times, you know, we get behind. So we have to use, you know, good weed resistant management strategies, such as, you know, prop rates, diversify your mode of actions, pay attention to your mode of actions. We're using a lot of PPO inhibitors down here trying to manage palmer. So we're trying to diversify those type things. Weed size, you know, we're using a lot of liberty-based programs down here, especially in dryland cotton. And sometimes, you know, we get a little big with our liberty or ignite applications. So, you know, it's definitely a systems type approach. And palmer, too, produces so much seed. The females produce so much seed. So feed bank management, proper herbicide rates, weed size, you know, timely applications, you know, that type of stuff is what we need to, you know, tell our growers, you know, what they need to do.
So you mentioned you feel like you're kind of getting a handle on this battle there?
Yeah. We're finally using a lot of residual herbicides. Where we've had a lot of issues is dryland production down here during plant season. It doesn't seem to rain a whole lot, especially in that May, April, May, June time frame. So activating our residual herbicides in dryland situations is a very big challenge for us. So we're going to a lot of irrigator production, and irrigator production is, that's a significant investment. So, yeah, compared to a few years ago, you know, we are doing better, but it's taken us 5-6 years to get a handle on weed resistance down in this area, the Macon County area. So it's going to be, you know, we definitely went through some growing pains.
Okay, so just kind of sum things up then. Your message to the Iowa farmers next week is to get some systems in place to try to prevent this from happening on their farms?
Yes, there's definitely not a silver bullet. There's not a one single thing that can change. It's definitely a systems approach. Use pre-emerge herbicides. Use the residual herbicides. Overlap. You know, talk to your extension agent or retailer on herbicide programs, because, you know, we got to look at the mode of actions, you know, that type of stuff. And each farm is different. And, you know, each farm is different, have different issues and stuff. But palmar amaranth, if you start having issues with glyphosate resistant Palmer amaranth, then you know it's going to be very expensive because weed resistance is expensive. And I think, you know, probably about resistance fighter of the year. That's a good program for retailers and extension agents and crop consultants. You know, that's a really good program Syngenta has. And, you know, if you have any good retailers or crop consultants or extension agents that you work with, you know, at least fill out the form, put their name in the pot, because, you know, you got to recognize the advocates of weed resistance out there, because those are the guys on the front lines. That's where the rubber meets the road. And those guys that are doing good jobs fighting weed resistance and advising growers in that issue, they need to be recognized, because this is not only a local problem, well, in Bay County it's a local problem, but it's also an issue at the state and national level also.